Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. As I told you earlier, I am broadcasting live from the second annual North Carolina Entrepreneurship Summit in Raleigh, North Carolina. Very happy to be here, and sitting across from me is one of the guys who helped me get here. One of my hosts, Patrick Woody, is with me, and Patrick has a long history of helping entrepreneurs and working with them, including in chambers. He has a great chamber background, which makes him one of my heroes. You know how, folks, you know how much I love chambers and how much I encourage all of you to be a member of your own chambers. Patrick is Vice President of Business Development at the North Carolina Rural Economic Development Center. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. Welcome to North Carolina.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Now, folks, you can tell he's from North Carolina, can't you? Don't you just love that? We like the way that sounds around here, Patrick. talk to us about what a rural economic development center does.
Well, they're not unusual around the country, but I think the one that's developed, the rural center that's developed in North Carolina is certainly recognized as one of the best. But this year we will celebrate our 20th year, and we're all about offering programs and services and really working with our state's 85 rural counties, 85 out of our 100.
So your job is to work with 85 county rural centers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we offer a lot of programs. We're divided into different policy areas. So my division is business development and natural resources. We spend most of our time working on business development issues, capital programs, and this Institute for Rural Entrepreneurship. And mm-hmm. then we also help communities with their infrastructure on the natural resources side of our division.
Now, when you say natural resources, I know what I think I know what that means, but how does that get involved in your work?
Well, for us, one of the greatest challenges that rural communities have, if they're going to be open and going to do business, they've got to have the water and sewer infrastructure and the capacity to be able to handle the business mm-hmm. and people locating there. There's a lot of growth occurring in our state. It's putting a lot of pressure on those systems. And so
water, especially.
Especially water.
Water's becoming important commodity, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's always has been, but it's becoming scarce in some places.
It is. And in North Carolina, we certainly see that. A lot of that impact.
As much water as you have in this state, which is a wonderful state for water. I mean, you're on the coast, for one thing, mm-hmm. but you have this beautiful coastline. But still, water is becoming a big issue as we grow, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In fact, water wars is happening in a lot of among a lot of states or across the country. What are the challenges that you face in North Carolina in helping entrepreneurs and grow their businesses?
Well, I think our greatest challenge in rural North Carolina is really building the capacity of our local communities to really build the capacity or the infrastructure locally
right.
to support entrepreneurship and small business development.
Have we made are we having trouble making the conversion from, okay, we're going to go out and get that 2,000 person plant to, you know what, why don't we grow 2,000 jobs organically four at a time?
This state has been a leader in the nation in terms of going out and getting those companies, and a lot of times
those big companies,
mm-hmm. and a lot of times that means somebody else loses when the company locates mm-hmm. in your state. And I do think our rural communities, because of the transition we've been through, we've lost over 30,000 jobs in our 40 most distressed rural counties. And we're still
from migration
from the year 2000. Most of that was losses to our manufacturing based
probably
textiles and furniture.
Yeah.
And we haven't yet, we're not yet back to zero from those job
right.
losses.
Got a net loss.
Where we see the growth occurring is in the small business arena.
Are you having any trouble with your policymakers getting them, helping them understand that?
I think gradually more and more we're getting more and more understanding. We're an understanding that we've got to have a much more comprehensive approach to economic development.
Right.
It can't be all about
it. It doesn't need to be either or. It can be both and.
It can be both and uh-huh. it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really focusing our effort today with over 600 people attending this event here in Raleigh. We think we've created a buzz around entrepreneurship and small business development that is going to have a real impact on the policy leaders and the
mm-hmm.
decision makers in our state.
What are the big projects that you're working on right now? By the way, I'll tell you what, before we go any further, tell us about this event today.
Well, the event today follows a year of very intense and very hard work by a lot of people in a lot of organizations all across
mm-hmm.
our state.
How many different organizations
urban
are,
and rural.
Are pulling together to pull this off today?
We put together what we call the Business Resource Alliance, and there's more than 50 organizations that
think
are members
of that. Think
about
that, ladies and gentlemen. 50 different organizations in the state of North Carolina who are coming together for one cause, and that's to promote entrepreneurship today.
That's right. And after a lot of hard work, we're going to be making this morning. We're real excited. We're going to have about a dozen major announcements made
mm-hmm.
In the areas of capital and technical assistance and entrepreneurship education. You're going to see, here in North Carolina, some historic things happen. For the first time ever, the North Carolina General Assembly has put small business and entrepreneurship on par with the rest of commerce and
economic
development.
Good for them, and it's about time.
And the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate will be announcing the formation of a Committee on Commerce, Small Business, and Entrepreneurship.
Good for them, and it's about time.
So it really gives a home for all the things that we're talking about in terms of improving capital access, improving the way our technical assistance provider network operates and the resources it has with which to operate.
Right.
It gives us a place to send those ideas and to have them come out and put some resources in our state behind doing those things.
Right, right. Patrick, how can we find out about you guys? Where can we go find you online?
Well, you can find out about the Rural Center by going to www.ncruralcenter.org.
All right.
And on there you'll find a link to our Institute for Rural Entrepreneurship.
Right.
And you'll find all about us there.
Well, they can find your agenda, the program. If somebody wanted to, if another state wanted to get some of your material and see what you guys are up to, would you send it to them?
Sure.
Would you share this information with them?
We would be glad to, because we certainly have learned from what other states have
yeah.
done. And we'd be more than happy to share with others.
Patrick, thank you for inviting me here. Thanks for hosting me here. I'm looking forward to meeting with you guys the rest of the day.
We can't wait to hear what you have to tell us this afternoon.
Well, and thank you for the great work you guys are doing on behalf of entrepreneurs here.
Thank you.
Patrick Woody, ladies and gentlemen, with North Carolina Rural Economic Development Center. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Scott Daugherty right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.